There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Yeah, you're locked in. Follow the Money. Mitch Paul, live downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino is your spot today. Straight fire on the program over the next 3 hours. Our buddy Indy Jeff Seeley, in an hour from right now, he gave up Munoz, first round leader last week, 85-1. That's the highest number that I saw on the guy.
See?
Okay, who's he betting this week for the second major of the year, the PGA Championship? I cannot wait for 2 hours from right now, Paulie. Gary McCord's going to be on the show. We touched on this yesterday. Longtime golfer, but known as an analyst much more than that. And he was a total character, and he is, and dynamite covering the sport for so many years. Told that story about how when he would be up in the booth when Mickelson was playing in a tournament on the course, he would like flash signals to his caddy. You know, kind of like signaling, okay, I'm going to give you 2 or 3 to 1 odds right now. And he would be throwing wads of 20s out the TV booth. You know, he was kicked out of Augusta many years ago.
What did he do?
Comments on the air.
Oh,
they said,
God.
Yeah, we can't. We're too classy for this. Boy, yeah. So I can't wait to have him on the show to talk about Phil and Dennis Bernstein on the NHL in 2.5 hours as well. Okay. So last night, again, a lot of this stuff can be so information-based, Paulie. As we're getting ready for tip-off, I don't even recall how much time it was before the opening tip in Miami for that 8:30 Eastern start time between the Heat and the Celtics. All of a sudden, the news breaks. I think it was Shams, the NBA reporter, the first guy I saw who had the news. No Smart. Okay, we kind of thought that he wasn't going to play. No Horford in the game last night. So you had approximately, based on me searching apps, looking at sports books, you had give or take 1 to 2 minutes to get down on the Heat before all hell broke loose.
That's the third time that's happened this year with Horford, too, where he's entered the protocols. But it still looked like they were going to win the game. You're right, too, about you had to, bam, get on it just like the Draymond Green stuff with the props while back. But this was, I mean, it looked good for the first. I don't know what the hell happened in the third quarter.
Well, the adjustments happened. That number went from...
We couldn't make a shot, though, for 6 minutes either.
Yeah, that number went from the Heat minus 140 on the money line to at least minus $2 at several spots on the money line to win the game. The point spread went from 2.5 to about 4.5 before the game. And you're right, I mean, in that, because I was able to get down on the Heat. There was one book, that was it. I mean, everything else was adjusted at that point, or else taken off. Like I said, player props were taken down, yada, yada, yada. But at halftime, I was like, look at this now. Going to have all this closing line value, and it's going to be nothing on that information. And this Celtics came out, and the spot play that we heard about, you know, a million times going into the game, doesn't matter. They were too good in the first half, and it totally flipped.
Well, maybe it was too big of an adjustment. What's Horford really worth? Mm-hmm. You knew a good chance Smart wasn't going to play.
Sure, sure.
Remember, you also saw the on-off numbers, and I know you were anti-Smart this year, on-off numbers with Milt Williams. And maybe he was a defensive player of the year. But he also gave you 18 points. Then they come out and they blitz him 22-2 to start the third quarter. And they score 39 third-quarter points and no answer for Butler, where everything was going in. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, they're going to go up 1-0. This sucker could be over if they get this without two key players. And then it completely flips in the third quarter. And by the way, not to be gloomy, but come on. That's 8 straight blowouts now in the playoffs. Or at least not close in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, NHL playoffs again this year, way better than the NBA.
I mean, can we get a close game here?
It happens every single year. Yep. So the Celtics shot 59% in the first half, and everything went their way. Everything did. And that total again was, 203.5?
Yeah.
Before, and that eventually flew over because both teams actually shot very well in the first half. But it's like every single tip. Their team defense, swarming players for the Heat. It's like, my God, this team is so good. They are the best team in the NBA. They're going to win the championship. They couldn't miss. And then just the adjustments that Spoelstra made and watching some of the stuff. I think it was Tim Legler late last night after the game. The breakdown that he had with the defense and what they did, it was, you'd have to watch it on film to see exactly how it changed in the first half to the second half. But that's, again, and Spoelstra talked about this after the game. He's like, I honestly didn't even have to say that much. They knew. And they came out and looked completely different in that third quarter.
Yep. And the other thing is the stud Jimmy Butler, right?
Oh, man.
How did Philly allow him to get away? But 41-9-5-4, he's an assassin.
That's the guy that you say, nah, we're good. We're going to keep Harris and Ben Simmons over.
Yep. I know. But that's okay. No big deal. The adjusted series price, Miami's only $1.40. And now you're going to get Smart back. You'll get Horford back. It's okay. I mean, it's...
It's okay. What do you mean? Oh, for your Boston, Celtics futures?
No, Boston's fine. Yeah.
Oh, of course they are. I mean,
you're not supposed to win that game anyways.
Well, this series is...
That's before the guys were announced out.
Yeah, right.
I don't care what the point spread was. It was just you're coming off a grueling 7-game series against Milwaukee, and then you got the short turnaround, and they're at home, and they got time off, and, it was unfortunate because they fooled you, reeled you in with the great first half, but Udoka's a great coach. He'll make adjustments too. But again... I'll go back to Budenholzer's Atlanta Hawks. Other than that, the most disrespected one seed I can remember.
No doubt.
Miami can play.
Yeah, and again, that dude, Jimmy Butler, has to be the most underrated player in the NBA.
Yes.
Because he steps up. I mean, the bubble a couple of years ago, he was basically the best player in the playoffs. You know, and then that kind of, until they met LeBron and AD and they lost that series. But what they did to the Bucks that year, beating the Celtics to go to the NBA Finals. Again, look at this. Joins LeBron as the only players with 40 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks in a playoff game. That was his stat line last night.
Yep.
He was hitting everything. Those shots were not easy.
Yep.
And he, by the way, like no threes.
Mm-hmm. I can pretty much kiss my hero ticket goodbye. I'll tell you that. I mean, I would think.
Well, he was good though last night.
Yeah, he played well, 18, but with this guy, what he did though. The other thing, did you know they were, Bam was like minus 10 late in the game. Plus minus.
Okay, yeah.
There's something going on there.
So... I was fortunate enough to get down on the Heat. The loser last night for me was Bam Adebayo's props. Because when you take Horford out of the game, and yes, Williams was going to come back, but I thought, okay, how many minutes is he going to play? Will he be a little bit tired? And we saw, I mean, Williams was the man in the first quarter, but they actually talked about this on the broadcast. He fatigued, and he got tired right away in that game. They run nothing for Bam whatsoever. He only had, 4 rebounds, I believe, in the game? If it was, he had great blocks last night.
Ton of unders. Ton of prop unders.
Oh, no doubt.
Points, everything. Yes.
Yep. Except for Butler. And again, this is his great head coach, Eric Spoelstra, on what makes Butler so special in the playoffs.
You know, I said this before. Jimmy Butler is an elite competitor. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league that are playing basketball. He's competing to win. That's a totally different thing, and he does that as well as anybody in this league.
Well, you also get 17 from Vincent. You have, as Bob Ryan pointed out, the Strus story where the Celtics got rid of him. Like, you know, the Celtic fans are like, wait, didn't we have this guy? And now he has 11 points, and he's a good story. So, you know, Boston's a lot of things they can – the thing that could be a little bit troubling is you get that out of Tatum and Brown, and you still lose. But that's just a horrible third quarter. It happens.
Yep.
It happens.
And Miami, third quarter in the playoffs, that's when they're taking teams apart. So I know, you know, for the people who have been betting that angle, they're cleaning up Miami third quarter. For the second half, they were laying, what, 4.5? And I did see that since 2005, second half favorites of 4 or more in conference finals or the NBA finals were only 44% ATS. Laying that many points in the second half, but they covered it last night.
Maybe fatigue, too, because they didn't. Udoka didn't play. I think he only played like 7 guys for the most part in that Milwaukee series.
Yeah.
He didn't play a lot of guys.
No, he did not.
Because he had injuries and guys in and out, too. So that's maybe that factored in the second half as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the breaking news last night when Shams announced it? No Horford? That's the thing, is like if you're not.
Oh, I know. Forget it.
That's why.
Yeah, you have 10 seconds.
If you're not on Twitter, that's where everything breaks.
Uh-huh.
And you don't see it. 3 minutes later, bam, it's gone.
Yep.
That balloons all the way up to a huge number, and you're like, okay, well, I missed the best of it then.
Yep.
So, fascinating stuff last night.
Let's get a close game tonight. Come on. That prop cashed again.
Largest lead.
That's like 8 or 9 in a row.
It is,
ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, that's conference finals or pivotal games, 6-7, round 2. Over, yep. Largest lead, 17.5. It goes over every game.
Yep. So more on the game tonight coming up in about 20 minutes, but do you agree with the line move? Golden State were laying. They were 5.5.
I don't agree with any of this. Now I understand. It should come back down now. Now, there were some spots that opened 270 series price.
Right.
Golden State, I don't understand the power rating at all. I don't get it. Golden State won 53 games. Dallas won 52. Dallas, not that it's the be-all, end-all, won the season series 3-1. Draymond missed some of those games. The other thing is they just held Phoenix to the three lowest scoring games of the season and did what many thought was impossible. They won 4 out of 5 against a team that won 64 games and made them look foolish and embarrassed them in game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they found something in the Utah series. The Luka injury was a blessing in disguise. The supporting cast has been great. Kid making all the adjustments. It's down to as low as 210 as it should be. I mean, to me, it's a toss-up.
A toss-up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I would agree with David Thorpe and what he said on Monday, the coach David Thorpe, who comes on every week with us. I would give a slight edge, certainly, to Golden State. Home court, championship, they've been there for sure.
Yeah.
But are the Mavericks live? That's a different story. Yes, they can absolutely win this series. Yeah.
Yep. Look at his history.
Again, Paul, I can't believe I'm saying this. I love Steph Curry. He's one of the best players of all. Luka Doncic, going into the series, is the best player on the court.
2020 against the Clippers in the playoffs, he averaged 31 for the series. The following year, he averaged 35 for the series. He averaged 29 against Utah, and he averaged 32 points per game against the Suns. And now with the whole thing coming down to small ball, who goes big, what do the lineups look like? Will Luka put you in the meat grinder? How do the others do? Kaliba, these guys, Dinwiddie, shooting threes. It'll be fascinating to see what the coaches do.
To your point and what they did to the Suns, yes, they basically got blown out 3 times on the road against Phoenix, but they turned the tables when that series was in Dallas, and they blew out the Suns. That number one seed, best team overall in the regular season, 64-win team Suns, took it to them.
Yeah, head-to-head, all 4. Luka outscored Curry this year, all 4 games.
Yeah.
Good for props, and file that away tonight, too.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. And did the odds for the number one pick change because of the lottery?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000. Here we go. Another golf major tomorrow. And Tiger hits on the, how about that lineup? It's Tigers, ooh, Rory, and Spieth together. Six Pacific, they get going on Thursday. And Jeff Seeley joins us now at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com. Listen to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and get Telegram for all the plays that he gives out that are posted before it starts. He updates it before every round as well. Congratulations. Great call. We love you. You had Munoz, first round leader, 80-1. Great hit.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. That was fun, and man, it was a sweat too, because you know he had a shot to win it all. He led 3 of the 4 rounds.
Yeah,
had a shot. You know, he kind of wet himself a little bit on Sunday there, but it was a heck of a finish, and it was interesting to see KH Lee. You know, it's not very often you see guys go back to back in tournaments these days. So that was an interesting finish as well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Oklahoma and tell us a little bit about Southern Hills.
The Southern Hills, guys, is a long course. It's a 7,500 yard par 70. So it is really long. They've got wide fairways, but water comes into play on so many holes that birdies are really going to be at a massive premium this week. So I'm looking at three main characteristics: guys who are elite with their long irons, because there's a lot of dog legs. You're going to be hitting long irons into small greens, guys who have strong short wedges, because you're going to be having to lay up a lot. So you're going to want to hit a really good wedge, hit it tight and one putt. And then guys who can get up and down from the stand, because almost every green has 4 or 5 bunkers around it. So the odds are high that you're going to end up with some bunkers at some point this week.
Okay. So then based on that, then the winning score of this tournament, in your opinion, like in your model, would project to be around like what, minus 11, minus 12 maybe to win it?
I was going to say 8 to 10.
Okay. Mm. So it was a touch high.
8 to 10, yeah.
Okay. Lowest, how about a prop? Lowest round, 63 and a half.
Oh, I would take, wow, that's, I, I would probably take the over on that. I don't think, I mean, because so that's six under would be, I don't think we're going to see much more than five under. So I would probably take the over on that.
God, I hope you're right, Jeff, because I got to tell you, I know that Munoz cashing the ticket last week was awesome. I had a little bit on him.
25 under.
That's tough to watch, yeah, man. That's not good golf, in my opinion.
John Deere Classic.
No, it is like the John Deere Classic. That's exactly right. Yeah. When it's a shootout and everybody is making birdies. You're right. I mean, it was fun with Munoz, but guys, we saw, I think, three guys last week card 61.
That's crazy.
That's not supposed to happen.
Will the winner be from the USA? $1.30, yes.
I mean, I that's certainly the favorite. I think that's probably a good bet. We got a guy we'll talk about that I like a lot, who's not in the U.S., but I think has a really good chance. But if I were to take one side of that, I would take the U.S. for sure.
All right, well, then give us your top plays then here for the PGA this week. The guys, maybe some short shots here to win this thing, Jeff.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we talked about this at length on this show, and my disclaimer is these aren't nearly as long odds as I normally play. So if this is your first time hearing me, this isn't standard. But Scottie Scheffler, 12 to 1, is short odds from this week from a betting perspective. But if we were betting on Kansas in the NCAA tournament or as a one seed, 12 to 1 would be an amazing price, right? So, I mean, this is just one of those don't overthink it plays. I had the number one pick in the draft last night with a bunch of Easton guys, the sportsbook directors, and I took Scheffler, and I never thought twice. I mean, he's the best player in the world right now. His game has no real weaknesses. On DraftKings, he's in a matchup, even money versus Rahm. That's a bet I've already made as well. So it's just one of those things where I know I'm going to kick myself if I don't bet him and he goes out and wins. So that's just the first bet I made just to get it out of the way. Spieth is someone I very seldom play. But it's hard to ignore a Jordan Spieth heater. And you cannot ignore his current form.
You can't ignore Jordan Spieth heater?
Well, that's kind of what he's on right
now,
guys.
Yeah. Right?
He's the biggest luck box on earth. I mean, there is no bigger luck box than Jordan Spieth. When he's running well, he's ridiculous. And right now, his very recent form, I mean, he's number three in total strokes gained. Jordan Spieth, you would not expect that. But here's the crazy thing. He's number seven in strokes gained off the tee. If you've ever watched Spieth play, his big issue is he gets loose with his driver and has no idea where it's going. He has that thing dialed in and is crushing it off the tee. That is maybe Spieth's most important stat. So ironically, his putting hasn't been very strong lately, which I definitely expect we'll see positive regression in. So Jordan Spieth, 20 to 1, again, guy I don't normally play, but in this area of the country, this tournament, this setup with this form, Spieth's really, really hard to ignore. And then when I ran the model using some of the key stats I mentioned, Spieth came in number two. The guy who came in number one, he's 35 to 1, Shane Lowry. Shane Lowry is top 10 in strokes gained approach, bogey avoidance, and I mentioned sand saves. He's an excellent sand player. He's top 30 in this field in long par four scoring, proximity from 100 yards, that short wedges I mentioned, and proximity from 200 yards, the long irons I mentioned. And he's also top 30 in fairways gained. So he's got his driver dialed in. He's proven he can win a major. He won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. It's going to be windy this week. We're going to expect to see 20-plus mile-an-hour winds. He's a very strong wind player. And in terms of general form, Lowry comes in having finished third at the Masters and third at the RBC Heritage. As a matter of fact, in his last five tournaments, Lowry has three top three finishes and hasn't finished worse than 13th. That's a very, very windy Players' Championship. We all remember that debacle. So when I did the pod with Nigel Seeley earlier this week, Shane Lowry was my number one pick to win it all, and I'm standing by it. There's so much to like about Lowry this week.
Very good.
Thing, DraftKings has Lowry priced at -120 over DJ. I've never seen that before. I did not expect to see that, but that just tells you how high they are on Lowry. Lowry, I think, is a great bet this week at 35 to 1.
Okay, very good. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Indeed, Jeff Seeley, our guest on Twitter at Cutmaker Jeff. Then, okay, so those are three golfers at 35 to 1 or lower to win this thing. Give us like a bomb or two that you like to either win this event or let's go back to the well again, buddy. You hit it last week with Munoz, first round leader at such a high number. Who do you like this week to maybe lead after Thursday?
So the first round leader play I was looking at, and Mitch, this is a guy I know you like to play first round leader too, was Harold Varner III. I was looking, I was automatically going to bet him, and then I saw his tee time and it scared me off a little bit. I probably will end up making a bet on him. I haven't decided that yet, but I found someone I like more, and that's Mito Pereira. He's 80-1 to win, and I just found him 100-1 first-round leader at Caesars. So Mito hits fairways. He has strong long irons and elite short wedges. His only Achilles heel is putting, but I expect a lot of people to struggle with putting this week, so I don't think he'll be at a significant disadvantage. I love his tee time. He'll be out there early when the greens are still wet and soft, and he should be able to keep it dialed in. So I'll be working on some more first-round leader plays. I'll post on our Telegram channel later today. Find that in our Cutmaker Pod Twitter bio, the link, and I'll post those later today for everybody.
Excellent. How about a couple other props you looked at?
Yes, two nationalities props, guys, I like a lot. One, probably my favorite one, is Corey Connors. He's minus 120 on Bet Rivers to be top Canadian. I mean, he's got to beat out Adam Hadwin and Mackenzie Hughes. Those guys just really aren't the same class as Corey Connors. Corey Connors is an absolute elite ball striker. This course fits very well for Corey Connors. I expect Connors to perform well. I think that's a terrific bet. And then Cam Smith is a lot of people's sexy pick to win this week. He's been phenomenal in the last, say, year or two. I played him top Aussie at plus 175 on DraftKings. Basically, he's got to beat out Adam Scott and Jason Day. I like Adam Scott and Jason Day, but Cam Smith is in a whole nother level right now. So getting almost 2-1 feels like the steal on Cam Smith for top Aussie.
All right, buddy.
What do you expect out of Tiger? $1.10 to make the cut.
Oh, I think that's a great price. I think he'll make the cut.
Okay.
Here's the thing with this, guys, right? So many, like, I think 70 people make the cut, and there's like 20 like club pros, former champions. Making the cut this week, almost taking anybody to make the cut this week is going to be strong. So $1.10 to make the cut on Tiger, I love that bet.
Strong angle here, by the way. He tees off early tomorrow, so that means he doesn't have to tee off until later on in the day on Friday, so you can get that. He doesn't have to do tomorrow night and then right away on Friday morning, so that helps him out, obviously, to recover quickly here. Indy Jeff is your nickname. You're a Pacers fan. You're telling me that if they won the lottery last night, you think that they were going to go Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, for sure. I'm hoping Jaden Ivey's still there at number six, right? I mean, he's from South Bend, you know, played here at Purdue. There's a ton of buzz around him. You know, we have Miles Turner now, so some of the big, you know, we could obviously trade Miles Turner. A lot could happen. There's been a lot of rumors about that. But we've got some other guys I don't know. I just think he makes so much sense. We talked about this, Mitch. Imagine a Jaden Ivey, Halliburton backcourt. Mm. That would be so many problems for the East for years to come. That would be as good a backcourt as probably as you would find in the Eastern Conference. People talk about, you know, Jaden Ivey potentially being the next Ja Morant. Could you imagine?
That backcourt in 2 or 3 years would absolutely be scary, no question. Again, he's on Twitter, at Cutmaker Jeff. Get the podcast there as well. Pal, thanks for the time as always. Kill it this week, okay?
Hey, guys, take care. Thanks for having me.
Yep, there you go. So he's going to go. He does not do that. As he pointed out, if this is the first time you've ever heard him talk, he doesn't really go 12-1, 20-1, but he's on Scheffler and Spieth specifically for this tournament.
This is Tiger territory. What's he going to win every tournament?
No.
His nuts? Or the majors, the big ones? Sick run for Scheffler.
Jeff Sherman from the Westgate sent me a breakdown of this last week. Unfortunately, the course here is perfect for him. I say unfortunately because I'm not betting him.
Oh, God.
Although Jeff is. I already made my bets.
Well, I'm glad Jeff didn't say Koepka. What's Koepka?
40 range.
Okay.
Yep. Although I am going to bet Lowry, and I was going to anyway.
Yeah, okay.
He's one guy I'm going to add.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from Scheffler's tournament, though, just because a little bit too low for me. But 12-1, like you said, Kansas to win the national title. Okay, there you go. NBA recap tonight's card. So much of this racket is information-based. A lot of times you have a minute, maybe two, that's it, to fire.
You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Golf's second major is here, and Bet Rivers Sportsbook's got a great offer for you. Every day of the tournament, just log on to Bet Rivers and receive a 20% profit boost for the PGA Fields Wide Open. Take advantage of the daily profit boost during the PGA Championship at Bet Rivers. Bet on the app or go to BetRivers.com.
I have a feeling that we could talk to our next guest for 2 hours minimum, no problem. I can't wait for this. It's an honor and a pleasure to be joined right now by Gary McCord. By the way, he's going to be on the SiriusXM PGA Tour radio coverage following every round this week for 2 hours, the wrap-up show. Played in more than 400 PGA Tour events, but was an unbelievable analyst for like more than three decades on this sport, and he joins us now this morning. Gary, thanks so much for the time today. How you doing?
Boys, how's it going?
Hello,
doing
sir.
Doing really well. Really well.
Outstanding.
Yes. So this is phenomenal. I could not believe the quote that I read from you in this upcoming book about Phil Mickelson, just because I found it so fascinating. But it was about throwing wads of 20s at Phil and having bets with him while you were in the TV booth and he was playing in tournaments. Incredible. Can you give us the background story on this? How it started, why it started, and you can take it away.
Well, I mean, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Phil Mickelson obviously lives here, went to school here. And I first got my introduction to Phil. First time I met him, we were playing, it was a Tucson Open, and we were playing at Star Pass out in Tucson. And I was just starting the back nine. It was getting late in the day. And I was just going off the back nine, and there's a guy that came walking up, and he says, listen, I'm Phil Mickelson, and can I play nine holes with you before it gets dark? And he just come, I think he was a junior. Maybe he was a senior at ASU, Arizona State University. And I knew who he was, obviously, from his background of winning NCAA and all that. And I said, sure, I'm just going to play nine. I'm going to go, we got to go pretty fast because, we're running out of daylight up here. So we get going and we're playing and we're talking. And, and somehow, we start playing for, you can't play golf without playing for money, right? So, yeah, we're going to play. Okay, we'll play for 20, whatever. We get to about seven. It's getting dark. It's getting really dark. And he looks at me and he goes, I'm down two or three. Okay. So, and I'm not pressing because he looks like he's way better than I am. And he goes, hey, he says, I got an idea. He says, why don't we play the last three holes and play for, and I don't know what it was, guys. I have no idea. It had to be somewhere between 50 and 100. He says, so why don't we play the last three holes? You play out of my bag and I'll play out of your bag. Well, obviously he's left-handed, right? So I go, okay, fine. So here we go. I'm just trying to play nine holes and figure out the golf course. Here I am playing left-handed in the dark. This doesn't make any sense. Well, we get done, he beats me badly. And I didn't know Phil at that time was right-handed. I thought he was left-handed. Oh, hell, he's right-handed. So he was fine the other way. So, the idiot conned me when he was senior, junior in college. And that's the first introduction I got to Phil. That's the first time I met him. And I went, okay, fine. And then I'm almost sure, I know he won the tournament. I think it was that year that he went on to win the Tucson Open and as an amateur.
All right. So how long does it take to get that rapport then where it's you're just flashing fingers to Bones and about he whispers in the ear.
That was easy. I mean, we do that. Here's the deal with Phil. Phil would rather beat some of his buddies, the ones he really wants to beat. He wants to do that more than he does want to win a golf tournament. Got it? I mean, he does. He, if you want to get him going, bet him 100 or whatever that he can't do something, regardless of the golf tournament or whatever, he'll do it. And he uses that as motivation. I'm telling you guys, I don't remember. I think I beat him twice when, I'm up in the tower and I'm looking at a putt and I'm flashing down, 3-1, 4-1, whatever it is. The units were always 20, so it was pretty simple. So I just, in my left hand, I'd throw up, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, whatever it was. And then Phil would look up sometimes, he'd go, yeah, sometimes he wouldn't. And, honestly, every time I did it, he made it. 20 footer, 25 footer, he made the damn thing.
So
and, I'm just throwing 20s down, wadding them up, getting mad. Because usually, up in the tower, they've got to go from the 16th hole to 17th, so they go right by my tower. So I just toss it down to him. And somebody turned me in at It was at Castle Pines where I got caught and somebody called CBS, the tour called CBS and told an idiot on 16, tell me you can't do that anymore, which I think is funny now because that wasn't that long ago. It's probably that when we were doing that, this is probably 7 to 10 years ago. And now there are two main sponsors on the tour are FanDuel and DraftKings.
Great. It's great.
I'm very hypocritical.
Well, we're talking to Gary McCord here. I'm glad you brought that up about Phil, how betting was more important to him, because I looked it up, and who knows how accurate this is, Gary, but I did see one report where his career earnings topped $800 million. And it made me think of, you know, the old movie, The Hustler, with Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman. Such yep. a great pool and gambling movie. But the infamous line from that movie is, money won is twice as sweet as money earned. So you're telling me that's definitely true with Phil Mickelson?
Drives Phil Mickelson. That will drive Phil Mickelson. We were trying to remember this one. I know it was a Riviera. We're on the driving range. I'm down there talking to Phil before the tournament there at Riviera. And it's on a Sunday, and Phil is, and I just remember this guy, so I'm trying to go over this. Phil is, I'm thinking he is like 6 or 7 shots back. And I go, okay, Phil, hey, Phil, good luck. You guys play good, bone, see ya. And I turn around and go, and Phil goes, hold on. He says, here's the deal. He says, if you gave me 2-to-1 odds, I'll bet your 1,000 to my 5,000 that I can shoot 64 or better. And I stopped and I went, 64, man, that's a hell of a score at Riviera. And he's got a shot to win the thing. And I'm choking because I'm not going to bet him, right? So Pat Perez was sitting next to him at ball. I said, Pat, you in for half on this if I do it? And he looked at me and goes, hell no, I'm not. And I didn't take the bet. I'll be damned. I think he shot 64, 65, something like that, the last round. But again, he was using that to motivate himself because there's nothing better than if Phil took, you know, and I don't gamble that much, you know, you play golf, you go out and have some fun, gamble for 20s or 50s or 100s or whatever it is. And for him to take like $5,000 off me, he would jump for joy for 30 minutes just because, I got it. Mm-hmm. Not that he won the tournament, but the fact that, you know, he beat you out of some money as, you know, his buddies. And that's just, again, that's motivation. There's some guys that do that, and they take it to sure. new heights, because of the cash.
So, who else, 2 minutes before we have to break, is there anyone else like that? I mean, is there anyone who needed action or rapport you had with other golfers?
No. It was Phil just kind of the king of that out there. And then he teaches, you know, the young kids. Again, there's nothing worse Tuesday than a practice rounder where he's out there putting 50-footers and 80-footers and taking 20, 30 minutes on every green, you know, trying to figure out the golf course. Phil goes out there and they got their money games and they concentrate that way. And actually, when you're playing for that kind of money, you're actually paying attention. So you're actually playing the golf course as you would in the tournament coming up. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Other than just getting around and hitting balls and going, sure. I'm going to hit this. If I miss it to the left of the screen, I got to bump and run or I got to flop it or whatever. Now you're actually playing the golf course and going, okay, you know, there's enough money to catch my attention. So I've got to play decent. So it's another way to put some pressure on you to get used to the competition Thursday through Sunday.
Coming up, Gary, I want to ask you about the scene from Tin Cup and where that came from. But again, in like 30 seconds here, is it possible for Phil to play around without side bets?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Were you the only analyst that would bet with him?
Yeah, I think. I knew him since he was a kid and in college, so we played all the time together. And stupid bets with my my God. You know, we were trying to make a, you know, Phil reminds me a lot of Titanic Thompson, Alvin Clarence Thomas, the sports gambler, the most notorious sports gambler ever in the United States. He reminds me a lot of Titanic Thompson. And some of the stuff that Phil would do, which is that stuff is biblical. How funny that stuff was.
Yeah. On that note, and we're going to have one more segment here with Gary McCord. Awesome stuff. One of the best analysts in any sport. Did it for more than 30 years on CBS for golf. We have to ask him about this because it's also in the upcoming book about Phil, Paulie. Was it well known that in recent times Phil would check football scores on his phone in the middle of a round? That's in the book. We'll continue here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we continue with Gary McCord. He played in more than 400 tournaments on the PGA Tour and a longtime analyst. Was so good. Loved the mustache. Such a character. Loved to hear him for so many years, along with David Faraday and others on the golf coverage. I want to ask you this. We're talking about Phil Mickelson a lot because of the quote about you'd throw wads of 20s out the TV booth because you'd have bets with him for small amounts of money when he was coming up to your hole while he was playing. But as you know, Gary, we are based here in Las Vegas. We've heard quite a few stories about, you know, the golf courses out here in town and how much money could change hands with, you know, some pros, specifically some professional poker players, for example. And my God, who knows how much money they were playing per hole. But when was like the first time that you got wind of that or the first time that you were ever around a professional gambler?
You know, I went back to tour school where you had to go back and, you know, 1,000 guys enter the thing and they end up playing for 15 spots to get up back on the tour back in those days. And I remember we were back in Florida. Yeah, you know, a bunch of young kids and got some buddies there. We were probably 23, 24, something like that. And we go out and we're playing practice round down in South Florida for the qualifier to get ready for the qualifier. And there was a guy out there and there was three of us and he said, "Can I join you guys?" And we said, "Yeah." And you qualifying for the two? "Yeah." He says, "I'm here for practice round too." And he's African-American. And we get in the first hole and he's playing cross-handed. And I went, "Well, I've never seen anybody play cross-handed before." So we're out there playing, you know, and we're gambling a little bit, nothing serious. And we get to about the 16th hole and, you know, we're a bunch of three kids from Southern Cal. And he goes, we get to this hole. It was a par three. It was an island green. It was about 140, 145 yards. To the pin, island green. And we all hit it, and we start to walk out the tee. He goes, "Guys," he says, "you like to gamble." He says, I'll bet you guys 20 apiece I could throw a golf ball on that green right here. And I looked at this thing, and I went, "There's no way anybody could throw a golf ball on that green from here." "All right, you got it." Just so we peel it. He takes that thing. He took it one finger. He took two windups and he whipped that thing, threw it in the front of the green. It was about 120, something like that. 120, 120 yards. He hit it on, it went on the green. It rolled in the back of the green. "Gee, are you kidding me?" So we get done, and I don't know who won the, you know, that day, but we paid him the money and everything. So he said, you guys are great. We're sitting there having a beer, and he goes, "You guys like to gamble. I feel bad about taking your money." So he said, "Listen, I got a bet for you." He says, I'll bet you I can put 5 golf balls in my mouth and close my mouth." I said, "What?" He says, "I'll bet you I can put 5 golf balls in my mouth and close my mouth." So I go, "What? No way." So I go to my golf bag. It's right out there. So I run out and I get 2 golf balls. I'm trying to put 2 golf balls in my mouth and close it, and I can't do it. "Okay, you got it. Guys, how much we got?" "Da-da-da. We got 150 here. Can't do it." "Okay." So he goes out, and he gets 3 out of his golf bag. He gets 2 sleeves in the boxes. Gets there, and he puts 1 in, 2 in, 3 in. I'm going, "Oh, no." four in, and then the fifth one, he's just in, he squeezes his lips closed, and he put five golf balls in his mouth and closed it. We couldn't believe it. So I go, you're kidding. So we have another beer. I'll buy you guys a beer. So we're sitting there, and he goes, you guys are really good guys. He says, I'll tell you what, here's the bet. I'll put a loaf of bread in my mouth and close it. Oh, what? Loaf of bread. I go, guys, how much we got left? And we go, we had like just over 200. Now this is for the week. Okay, we're running. We just got there. We've got to still go the whole week. So whatever we had left, we bet. So I go down the store and I get, I don't know, you guys aren't old enough, but there's a thing called Wonder Bread. And it was just a big, fluffy white, right, in the package. And it's a foot and a half long. And I go, all right. So we put it down and we put the cash down. He started kneading that bread. And kneaded it, started stuffing his mouth. And he had to say he closed his lips with his left hand. And he had an entire loaf of bread in his mouth. And his name, I found out later, he was a professional gambler. James Black was his name. And he was one of the shills that hung around with Titanic Thompson. He would caddy for Titanic, and then Titanic, after his partner inexplicably left, he would take his caddy to play these guys in a money game. And of course, his caddy he could play his rear end off, and that was James Black. And he was the first guy that we got hustled. But I learned, if somebody says, hustlers, I can do something for money, forget it. They can do it.
Yeah. They can do it.
For sure.
They can do it. Yes. Yes.
I mean, the Phil Ivey stories and the Daniel Negreanu stories about how much these guys play, too, along with Billy Walters. Negreanu went out and hired a coach and a caddy and everything because there's so much money to be made.
Yeah, because, you know, the poker and everything fills up the night, so what do you do during the day, right?
Yes.
Might as well make it productive.
So where did that scene in Tin Cup come from? You're in the movie, obviously. You had a big role behind the scenes of that movie as well. Costner's up against the tree, and he says to you in the movie, I bet you $50 I can get on the green. And you're like, no way you can. And he did. Where'd that come from?
That one was written by Ron Shelton. Wrote that in. John Norval and Ron Shelton wrote that. It was just a playoff of, a lot of guys.
Okay.
We'll ricochet shots. I mean, Johnny Miller is the best ricochet shot I've ever seen at Harbor Town. You know those pilings they got? It was on the 17th hole. And he was in the bunker, and he ricocheted it, hit it, and went over his shoulder on the green about 8 feet from the hole. Deepest thing I ever saw. And so Ron probably took it off of something like that, where we do that a lot. There's a tree there, and you got to go the other way, whack it off the tree, right?
Yep, makes sense. Two things I want to get to, Gary, and we have like 3 minutes left here. I tease this before the break. Tom Lehman is also in the upcoming book. You're in it as well with the quote about throwing 20s at Phil. Tom Lehman said that there's a one day where Phil's hitting it everywhere, right? And he's playing terribly. And at one point, he goes over and he sits on a stump, like in the woods by himself, and he's facing the other way. Tom goes over to console him to see if he's okay. He's checking football scores. Is that like, that's well known with Phil?
Oh, yeah. There, all these guys have got fantasy teams and everything else. And I know Phil's in a, Jim Nance talks about it all the time. Phil's in a fantasy league with CBS. We used to have a draft and everything else. And it was highly competitive just because you could roast the other guys on Twitter, right? And emails. You know, if your guys are doing well, and so it's always Sunday, the games are on, and Phil's down there checking out how his fantasy team is doing against the other guys on CBS. And he's tweeting during the game and roasting these guys about how his team is kicking your team's rear end. So Nance, and he got Tony Romo as his partner in this fantasy league.
Yeah.
So Phil's, you know, roasted Tony the whole time. Like, you know, Tony's doing the telecast somewhere, and Nance is doing it. It's hilarious. It's It's part of the vacuum of the PGA Tour. You know, these guys, they're athletes, and they're not in a team sport, so they like to go after the other guys.
Down to like a minute here, Gary. So obviously he's concerned about this book coming out, but also beyond that, Billy Walters, professional gambler, was a book coming out. Do you have any, like, what's the level of dread for Phil with that book coming out?
You know, Billy Walters is a good friend of mine. I know the book was supposed to be done. I talked to him 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
see how the book was doing. But it was supposed to come out in February, and I wanted Billy to come out on our Sirius XM PGA Tour radio show that we've got, David Faraday, myself, and Drew Stoltz. And I wanted Billy to come on and talk about the book, you know, be one of the first ones. I told Billy, we've got tens of listeners, you know, there's 20 or 30 people if he wants to break this thing, you know. So I just called him up about some other stuff, and we were just talking. He said, you know, Armin Katayan is writing it from Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
And yeah, there's some concern there, but I don't know. I didn't ask Billy at the time whether, you know, he's got anything on Phil or anything, but the book's coming out at the end of the year.
Fair enough. Gary, can't thank you enough for your time today to tell the stories. You're going to be on the SiriusXM PGA Tour coverage on radio following each round of play this week with a 2-hour wrap-up show. Have a great weekend with the tournament, and thank you again for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Again, that's a guy that we could talk. I don't think a 3-hour show would be enough for him. I really don't.
No.
Dennis Bernstein, NHL bets, coming up here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ben Hayes, one of the lead cappers, winners, and whiners, been rolling on the diamond. He's at 5 of 6, and he studied the card today, and he's got a play he loves. Absolutely free. Text VSEN 320-350-3500. for the MLB freebie. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Back to hockey. Dennis Bernstein, SiriusXM NHL radio host, fourthperiod.com at Dennis TFP on Twitter. Now at the JW Marriott from Edmonton, live from his home. A lot to go over. How concerned are you about your Florida pick? It's only one game, but there was a lot to like, again, with what, or not to like about Florida getting beat, and the building was dead yesterday.
Yeah, it's really surprising, Paulie, because it was a really good building for the first round against Washington. Maybe the more Washington fans, I don't know, there should be a lot of tape in the building. Yeah, I'm really concerned because they were lackadaisical at some points. The power play, they haven't scored one in the Stanley Cup playoffs, much less last night, Paulie. So to me, yeah, I'm worried. And I'm not worried just about how they played, Paul, who they played against. Like this team, Tampa, they don't want to die. They don't want to go out quietly, right? They won a game seven in Toronto. They won game one here. Now Corey Perry scores a goal. Their bottom six get two. So to me, I'm concerned about my Florida because they've not been here before. This group finally got playoffs. They haven't been in the playoffs in a long time. So I'm concerned that even though I think I had Tampa in six and I thought it was going to be a long series, and sometimes it's an indicator, but yeah, just the way that game went, the crowd wasn't engaged. Yeah, you got to be a little bit worried if you're a Florida Panthers fan.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, in this sport, in this day and age, Denny, like a three-peat is it's unheard of. And to think about the Lightning maybe go, but the one thing that they have that they can, you know, just absolutely say, okay, well, guess what? You got to go out there and beat Vasilevskiy then four times. I mean, that guy, he's just he's unbelievable.
Yeah. But he could be beaten, though, Mitch, in that last series. Like, he didn't have some good games. And that's the thing with this team. Like, can they sustain over another couple of months to win a championship? Because they played a lot of hockey.
Yes, they have. 56, yep.
Yeah, 56, 70, and now 82. They played a lot of hockey. They're banged up. No Braden Point. That's how great this team is. Braden Point is, like, their number one center. He's out, and you're not losing. Like, you won a game seven. He played a little bit. So to me, it's just the quality of, and you know, Paulie's right, Vasilevskiy, but then you have Hedman, you have Stammer, and they're balanced six, and they have a great coach. Like, they reconstituted their bottom six that won them a championship last year, this year, and then are starting to prove. Nick Paul, a guy that came over in a trade from Ottawa, scored the two game-winning goals against Toronto in game seven.
How about the series that starts tonight, Carolina and the Rangers? And the Rangers, great story to get here, but the comeback kids. But down 3-1 when Crosby goes out, and then you have a third-string goalie for much of that series. How about Carolina that won all four home games against Boston and outscored them 18-6? Is this a five-game series? Is it a six-game series? What do you think?
It's at least six, Paul, because of Shesterkin. Like, he's been great. I think that 70-save performance in game one, I think that took a bit out of him during that series because he wasn't himself in games two, three, and he got better as the series went on. So at least two. But Carolina's deep. They're smart. They're, again, nobody's not well coached when you get to this point. They're well coached. Mm-hmm. So to me, I like Carolina in this series. But there's something about Madison Square Garden, Paulie. I think this is a deeper series than most people think. But Carolina's great at home. Like, they never lose at home. We talk about crowds. That crowd's crazy down there. They won a Stanley Cup. So to me, it'll be an intriguing series. But if you go back a couple seasons, Carolina waxed the Rangers. I know they're different teams right now. But I do like Carolina in this series because of their coaching speed and depth.
And it didn't go well for them in Boston either. So we've been down this road before in this round with Colorado. But this, certainly they had to go to overtime. But you look at the shots on goal. They hit five posts and they outshot St. Louis 13-0 in overtime. Now a $7 series favorite, the adjusted line. Is it Colorado in the cup? No one can beat them in the West?
Yeah, I don't see it, Paulie. And Colorado, you're right. It was an overtime game. I give St. Louis a lot of credit for having guts, and they've been there before. This is going to be a nice test for them, but it's only going to be a test, Paul. They're not going to get knocked out, Colorado. But St. Louis is a nice step. They've got depth. They've got goaltending. Ryan O'Reilly's been a monster for them this playoff. But this team is going to win the Stanley Cup. I really think so. You watch Cale Makar skate out there. You look at the skate. They come at you in waves. To me, they've got a solid goaltender, not a great goaltender, because it's Darcy Kemper, and he hasn't been here before. But to me, this is their championship to lose at this point. And I watched Calgary struggle against Dallas. They had to go to seven games, and they only scored 16 goals. So I'm really interested to see what happens with Calgary tonight against Edmonton, who can score goals with Connor McDavid. Because I was in the building for game seven, Edmonton Kings. Connor McDavid played 27 minutes and 23 seconds, which is like the equivalent of a triple overtime game for a basketball player. So to me, he's just amazing, stunning. I just think that there's not enough depth. But I think Calgary gets through, Paul.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody beating Colorado out of the West, and I don't see anybody in the East right now beat.
So, okay, the Flames get through, but what kind of a series are we talking about here? It was a lower scoring series against Dallas. Ottinger, that kid for Dallas, was unbelievable. I mean, yes. He was probably the best player in the playoffs in the first round. But are we going to see more goals in this series because it is Edmonton? Do you trust Mike Smith? Are we going to see 6-7 games? What do you think overall?
If there was going to be one series to play the over, it would be this one, to be honest with you. You see, Mitch, what happened late in series, like all of a sudden there are no 7-2 games anymore. Like the game sevens were all one goal.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So I would be careful on my own over-unders and the others. Like Rangers and Carolina, you're going to play over-unders in games goals-wise. You got to play the unders. But in this series, maybe lay off one, maybe a small bet on this game to see how it goes, game one. But there's one team or two teams that are going to have some offense with Connor McDavid and with the 40-goal scorers that Calgary has. It would be this series. One caveat, though, Leon Draisaitl is not 100%. There's some sort of lower body injury. He doesn't turn very quickly. That could be a deciding factor in the series. And maybe with their offense, but to me, of the series, I like this more goal scoring in the series.
Well, now we've seen some tight games and lower scoring games now, and there were 7 minutes left in the Colorado game last night. There was only one power play. Are they gonna let some of this stuff go now? You think, or are we still gonna see a trip to the penalty, pray to the penalty box?
I don't think so, Paulie, for a couple of reasons. I think they set the standard, and that's what players want. They want to know what the standard is, what level you can hit somebody or cross check them or whatever. Like the stick fouls are the stick fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think at this point, they're better coached teams, Paul. Like some of those teams that were overmatched in round one, they had no choice but to take penalties. That I went up in the penalty box. But I think the onus is now on the referees not to let the players decide the games on the ice. We're down to 8 now at this point in time. So it's the parade that you mentioned that there was some in game one, in round one. I don't see it happening in game two.
Where's Trotz going?
I think he's going to Winnipeg because he's from there. I'm not sure. Out there, I'm not sure who wants it at this point with all the drama over there. So,
Vegas would want him, right? I mean, they fired DeBoer yesterday.
Yes, of course. Yeah. No, well, Vegas would want it, but Barry has ties to Winnipeg, and they have a pretty decent team. And I'm not sure, to be frank, the way the ownership situation is with you guys, and all the changes and everything, and guys, I know guys in the league that talk to guys and say it's not a great locker room or organization because there's always, guys aren't like when Nate Schmidt left, like guys like that left, the blue guys like Ryan Reeves, that was something. So to me, there's some net disarray because look, you don't make the playoffs, you expect to win the Stanley Cup, the coach gets fired. I get it, but there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
I always talked about with you guys, the shiny toy theory. Bill Foley every offseason wants the biggest, shiniest toy, even if it doesn't make sense for his team. Happened to some extent with Pietrangelo. I think it's happening again with Jack Eichel, still a really, really good team. I'm really interested to see what type of coach they get here in Vegas.
That's the thing. I think that he wants that shiny new toy, and they realize that Trotz is going to be the best guy in the market, so they're going to do what they can to get the guy. That's my opinion on it.
Oh, yeah. Look,
don't make him an offer he can't refuse.
They could. But the guy who's the owner of the Winnipeg Jets, pretty rich guy. I think he's the richest guy in Canada. But I agree. And that's the mentality you want, right? Mitch, you want to go all in with your organization. It's just that it hasn't worked out. Like, you're regressing now. You missed the playoffs. And people say, the injuries. The Kings had as many injuries as the Vegas Golden Knights, and they made the playoffs, and they had a lesser team, and they didn't have Drew Doughty for half a year. So I don't buy that excuse that they have to straighten things out here in Vegas with respect to the hockey team.
Looking sharp, kid. Thanks for coming on early. Enjoy the playoffs.
I'm sharp, boys. Anytime. Absolutely, I will.
Dennis Bernstein, SiriusXM, NHL host, fourthperiod.com writer. Well, that could be the thing with Trotz, though, too. I just went to back-to-back conference finals, and I got fired. This is Gallant goes to the Cup as an expansion team,
right.
And it's like gone a year later. What the hell's going on here, right? Well,
those are the perils of being a coach in the NHL.
Yep. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. bonus code Vegas1000. Have you seen Ryan Reeves do the buffer before the game?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He gets into it.
He was a good locker room guy, like Dennis has pointed out.
Yep.
Okay, so from last night, expected goals, Avalanche 3.73 to 1.37 for the Blues. High danger chances, a chance 16-5.
Oh, God.
I mean, it just...
Always good numbers. Yeah.
13-0 shots on goal in the overtime.
I think that's what it was, yeah. Well, five posts, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Should have been a blowout. The first goal was a fluke, and then they get the power play goal late to tie it up. Same.
Up next, in-pocket plays for today and beyond here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.